At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? About the Microphone Radio. Welcome in. So last night we got a little bit of what we thought we would get. You know, clearly I thought that the one team you could count on to bounce back in game two was the one thing that team that didn't bounce back in game two. And I think there's an excellent discussion around it. It's the what's the best way to build a team. Now, Minnesota, we can say, hey, they built the team really well, but they were shitty for 25 years. That's a great way to build a roster. Be shitty for 25 years. But people have pointed out, and rightfully so, like they took a risk and added Rudy Gobert, and by most people's estimation, overpaid him. But, you know, Carl Anthony Towns hasn't been healthy and isn't nearly the guy that I think some people thought he would be. Anthony Edwards is and maybe better, but so far so good with the Rudy Gobert experiment in the playoffs this year with the Wolves. But the interesting part of the discussion, is do you cheat steps? Do you go after a big two or a big three? Or do you build organically and, you know, draft well and re-sign your players? That's by the way, what Oklahoma City's trying to do, right? You have Shea, you want to build around him, and I guess Chet would be the other guy who could be their star. Tonight, I think it's a huge challenge for Oklahoma City. Tonight's going to be an interesting challenge for Boston, although I just don't think that Miami has the weaponry to take them down, no matter how well they shoot the basketball. This team doesn't shoot it as well as other Heat teams had, even without Jimmy, and without Jimmy Butler, there's not the need to help anybody. But you go back to last night, and you know, I can pick apart the fact that they haven't been whole all season, or the fact they don't have a point guard, they don't really have a center or a starting center at this level, or Kevin Durant being older and tired, Jaden McDaniels being a great match for him. But you have to be really disappointed if you're the Suns to come out 0-2 and not really be in the game late last night. As for the Mavericks, dude, what more can you say? I chuckle at people who question Luka. Yeah, he takes a lot of shots, but the guy is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And finds a way to basically do it all. Whereas the Clippers, who many people have thought, myself included at times, best team in the league, can't make a shot last night. 8 of 30 from 3 is going to get you beat just about every night in this league.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's welcome in a guy who is very likely to be the first of many talented offensive linemen taken in tomorrow night's first round of the NFL draft. He's Joe Alt, Notre Dame, and he joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Joe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. What's this like for you?
You know, it's obviously a very exciting time. I'm really excited tomorrow to find out, you know, where my future's at and where I'm headed. But also, I always want to touch on, just extremely grateful to be in this position. I'm grateful to have, you know, the people around me who have supported me thus far and taught me to be a man and how to play football on and off the field. So just a really exciting time, but also always want to show my gratitude to those who have helped me thus far.
I went to Notre Dame for a year, played basketball there for a year, and mm-hmm. Pat Garrity was a chemical engineering major. You were a mechanical engineering major.
Yep.
I told Pat, and he's only because he's a psycho would he go after such a challenging degree at a challenging school. So let me ask you, why are you such a psycho and go after a mechanical engineering degree?
Yeah, I actually took an engineering class in high school. It was like one semester a year, freshman to senior year. And I kind of fell in love with what I was doing. I'd always been, like, pretty good at math and science. And I was like, you know what? Let's see what we got, what we can do. And I kind of fell into the trap. Freshman year was like, oh, you know, here's all your easy general courses, and they're not too bad. And I kind of, you know, did it. And I was like, all right, this isn't too bad. Then, like, I got to sophomore year, and I'm like, I might have picked the wrong thing. But we got it done. We got to, you know, spend a lot of time doing it. Still enjoy it. Just got a lot harder. But it's been good so far.
What did you bench at the combine?
I did 27.
Is that a PR for you?
Yeah, that was a PR at that point. I was hoping for, you know, 28. I hit the clips on the rack, so I would have loved one more, but that's all right.
All right, so you're under there. Like, what is your process of, like, that's a lot of reps of 225.
Yeah, for me, the way I did it was always with breath. I would always take, you know, how many can I do on one breath versus how many can I do on my second breath? So it was all, like, breath-related. So I was like, all right, I can do 15 on the first breath. And I know I can do 6 in the second, and then I was going to go for 3. And then it was like, all right, that's when I knew how I was feeling at 24. I knew I could get to 24. Now I was going to go, you know, 2-1-1-1-1 or 1-1-1-1 from there. So that's kind of how I did it in my mind.
Were you just wrecked? Like, what's that when you're done and you have all that adrenaline going through and you got 27, you thought you got 28, you hit the clips. When you get up and everybody's high-fiving you, like, what does that feel like?
Yeah, it's I always go to, like, it's the reward of all the hard work I put in. You know, I trained really hard to, you know, improve my bench, improve that specific drill, and being able to go out there and, you know, perform and put a number that I was happy with and, you know, see my work kind of pay off was always very exciting and, you know, grateful for those who allowed me to get to that position.
I'm just fascinated by the stuff that you've had to put yourself through. You mentioned, like, all the hard work. What is that like to you get done with the season and now you're not necessarily training yourself for play, you're training yourself for the combine and for the pro day. So how'd you have to change your training?
Yeah, I was able to hire a strength and conditioning coach named Bill Welly for all of the, getting the combine events done, you know, the 40, the pro agility, the 225. So he was the guy who I went to who really allowed me to learn, you know, the form and the proper running technique and got me faster and stronger and prepared for the combine. And then I was able to also use Alex Boone for all the football stuff. So I really didn't have to, you know, change everything I was doing. I was able to focus on the combine by doing the drills and getting faster in those. But I also spent, you know, an hour to an hour and a half every single day working on my football technique and things that I need to improve from last season going forward. So I was able to kind of do both and stay in my routine, being able to train at home. So it went really well for me.
That's interesting. You used Alex Boone. That actually kind of helps me because, you know, there are some that believe that the Chargers are going to pick you in the first round. Of course, Alex Boone played for Harbaugh at with the San Francisco 49ers. What are your thoughts on the possibility of going that high in the draft?
Obviously a very exciting opportunity, and I'd be extremely grateful to go there. Having the connection, you know, with the guy I trained with, Alex Boone, being with Harbaugh would be really exciting to just kind of continue what he had learned and been taught from by Coach Harbaugh and continue on. That would be very exciting. We'll just be extremely grateful for that opportunity.
It does feel like, I don't know, there feels like a rebirth in the importance of offensive tackles have always been important, but with the run game coming so much back into play, obviously not just the Harbaughs, but also you look at with the Shanahans and all the different kind of younger coaches emphasizing running the football, but also the emphasis on, you know, being able to really move people. Do you feel like there's more of an emphasis on offensive linemen where you know, I mean, back when your dad played, I don't know if there was nearly the same emphasis on the importance of building inside out.
Yeah, I always think offensive line is the most important position on the field. That's just because that's what I played. I think they have a very unique deal where, you know, you have contact in every single play and your success matters directly to the success of the play. If you get beat in a run play, your quarterback might be getting tackled for a TFL. If you get beat in a pass play, your quarterback's getting sacked. So things like that, I think, you know, offensive line play should always be very important. We hold a special role and have a special job, but we kind of love doing what we do. I think a lot of offensive linemen are similarly, you know, mentally wired, and we don't want the glory, but we just love doing what we're doing. So I think I've always thought offensive line play is really important, and I'm happy that it's kind of, you know, swinging around a little bit where, you know, some of the guys who are really good at their craft are able to get some attention. And, you know, I love watching a lot of the top guys in the NFL do their thing because it's what I love and it's what I know cherish.
Joel joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. You're going to hear his name called very, very early in Thursday night's first round of the NFL draft. What are you doing with Tide for the NFL draft?
Yeah, I partnered with P&G and Meijer before the draft just for like some of the essentials. Obviously, moving to a new city, a new home, a new team, you added the essentials, and they're really ready for anything. And more specifically with Tide, I grew up a Tide kid. My mom always had it on the laundry machine, always washing our clothes. It was able to, you know, tackle really any mess that I gave her. You know, it could be football jerseys, you know, football pants, you know, my sweaty basketball jerseys. And then also more recently with Meijer going to Notre Dame, they had a Meijer right down the road where I did all my shopping and was able to grow a relationship with them. And, you know, a little plug for all my Notre Dame fans and people who live near Meijer. There's a discount going on if you spend $15 or more on P&G products. You can get $50 off going forward to the 27th.
Wait. You get $15 off if you spend $50 or more?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure. Because it sounded like you get $50 off if you spend $15 or more, and that would have been a money loser. I know you're an engineering guy, and I'm a business guy, but that would have been terrible business from an engineering guy seeing as much math as you guys do.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I stuttered on my words a little bit. I appreciate you picking me up.
Question for you. I feel like Notre Dame, like obviously there was some NIL there going at your quarterback with his luxurious locks, but it doesn't strike me as a school that you guys are at the top of most bidding wars. How do you think, just again, your feelings, you're alive and a college student in 2024, I'm not. How do you think NIL and guys having money in their pockets before they get to the NFL, how do you think that affects guys?
Yeah, I'm very old school in my approach to it, and that's how I was raised. So the NIL thing was a very big surprise to me as well. I think it's a great addition to college football. I think it's a little bit out of control in how it's being handled at the moment, but that's not something that I'm, you know, responsible for. But, you know, I think there's definitely a place for it. It just kind of needs to get a little bit more more control and more specific regulations on, you know, what players really should be earning and how it, you know, works across team to team and whatnot.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, there's a report that some guys aren't going to the combine because they're not going to the draft because they're used to being paid for appearances now. And there's just a different level maybe of reverence for making the NFL when you're already making legit cash in college. And obviously, most people understand there's a massive difference in that second contract is generational wealth. But I just wondered if you feel like the guys are, and maybe you can't because this is your first time around, but you think like there's a bit of a difference during your 4 years of college in terms of how guys handle themselves, how guys can, how, because look, I'll just tell you, like with college basketball, when I was playing, the league is everything, everything, everything. And you go, and every gym and every team you go to, they all think they're going to the league. And that's everything, right? It's how quickly can I go? And it's still everything, but there's still a, hey, man, if I get myself in the portal, I can get paid. Like, if I don't make the league, I'm still good. It has changed a little bit. I'm wondering if you've noticed any of that change during your time in college.
No, I definitely have. There's a little bit of a change between, you know, why I think some guys play the game. I have a unique thing where I love football, and that's why I play football. I love competing. I love the competition aspect. I think there's some guys in, you know, college nowadays maybe don't love football as much, but there is this, you know, the idea of money, and that's obviously a great thing, and maybe they're doing it more for that sake than the football thing. But, you know, I always only really can talk about myself, and, you know, that's why I play football, because I love the game. I love to compete. So I have seen a little bit of it, but it's not something that, you know, I've seen enough to where I think it's going to be a problem going forward.
Cool. Just so people know, ahead of the 24 NFL draft, P&G and Meijer are teaming up to host players in Detroit for the first P&G Draft House presented by Meijer, where they'll provide the essentials from trusted P&G brands like Tide to help them be ready for anything as they begin their pro careers. Joe, all the hard work is going to pay off on Thursday. You've earned it. I can't imagine how excited that you and your family are. Congratulations in advance, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's LeVar Arrington with his reaction to David Fleming saying an NFL exec told him that drafting Caleb Williams is like drafting Prince.
Since when did being Prince?
I was just going to say LeVar. I mean.
When's that a bad thing? Come on, man.
I love Prince.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at him. So I'll kind of level him in that way. no. But seriously, I just, how do you equate, and listen, I had a strong take purple on him crying and his mom. Yeah.
Purple rain.
Yeah. And when doves cry, you know, and I die for you. I had a strong take on him crying in his mom's arms. I did. And just the idea of thinking that you should paint a picture as if Prince isn't the baddest mamma jamma that has ever done it, at least one of them, is really unfair. It's really unfair to make that comparison as if it was a derogatory term. There is only one Prince that has ever existed, and there will only be one Prince that ever existed. So you're basically saying that to compare Caleb Williams to the brilliance of one Prince is to say that you're calling Caleb Williams one of one, and there will only be one Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's... the Prince analogy... To me, just signifies the fact. Yeah, the only thing I can surmise from the Prince analogy is he's what's the word that we were discussing earlier? He's eccentric, right? And there's no doubt that's what Prince was. And how do those eccentricities how do they fit in an NFL locker room? So I don't think it's as crazy. It is a weird name to put into a football locker room. But once he said Prince, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I kind of get it. It's eccentric. Even though those guys, I think, got caught up in the word or the name Prince more so than what he was very likely trying to analogize. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about J.J. McCarthy.
So my quarterback this year, that's a star, and I don't get it, is J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. I think he's Mitch Trubisky with a better college coach. He's mobile. He's a nice kid, but his ball dies. His ball dies. He misses easy stuff, misses too many layups. And unless his feet are pointed in the right direction and he is set and he's got time and he can look down his receiver, he's not that accurate consistently. I just don't see it. And again, what I just described, protection, your feet are set, you've got everything ready to deliver, you've got space, that's Michigan. That's not the NFL. In Michigan, you had perfect protection. The kid got sacked like almost never. I think he got sacked like in 13, 14 games. He got sacked like 17 times once a game. He played with a lead. He had a run game. That is not the NFL. What are you when stuff implodes? When you have to throw moving left? When you have to constantly avoid? Even Drew Brees, who didn't have the big arm and wasn't hyper-athletic, or Brady, constantly moving within the pocket. Constantly having to throw when you're uncomfortable in a muddy pocket. That's not Michigan.
Yeah, listen, I understand, okay, that he had it, why some people would say easy, because he had such good offensive line play. But his opportunities were limited because they didn't throw the ball at times. And he has more experience being under center than like all these other quarterbacks combined. So there's negatives. Do I agree that it's hard to picture him as a top five pick? Of course. Of course. But I've watched Drake May play. There's been some times when Drake May was less than spectacular. There's nothing special at all. Jaden Daniels was outstanding this year. I can tell you there were times at Arizona State he was awful. Awful. And how his teammates kind of helped him pack at Arizona State, that was a little bit alarming to me. But I'm generally with Colin. I have the most skepticism over J.J. McCarthy just because if he was that good, why didn't they let him throw more? Here's Rachel Nichols talking about Kevin Durant and the old thinking you need a big three to win.
And I think that's what we're seeing right now. It's almost an indictment on that sort of desire to have a big three superstar culture in the NBA. There aren't a lot of big threes around the league anymore. It really is a duo kind of league again. And that is because teams have realized that except in exceptional circumstances, with the way the salary rules are, you are better off having a couple big stars, but a full, complete team. Uh-huh. And Anthony Edwards was pretty funny going into these playoffs. He said, they have KD, but we have Jaden McDaniels, right? And it's sort of, okay, Ann.
Well, guess what?
But guess what?
Yeah.
Jaden McDaniels got it done last night, and Kevin Durant did not look as involved as you would want him to, especially in the second half. And I just think that he knows. He's a vet. He understands what they have and what they don't have, and they do not have enough. It is striking when you watch this Suns team. And look, all season, 30th in terms of fourth quarter offense, which is just bonkers, right? Turnovers. They're in the bottom sixth, fifth of the league in turnovers and things like that. So I just think that they are not a complete enough team. We knew that going into this series, and it was the Timberwolves we weren't paying close enough attention to.
I think she's definitely right in terms of building out the entire team. Okay, Rachel knows the league. But we're also handing a trophy to the Timberwolves when, like, can we see what happens when they go to Phoenix? Right? Can we see what happens when they go to Phoenix? So before we hand the trophy for the Western Conference Championship to the Timberwolves, because, look, I think you would say that Denver is a big two and then a supporting cast, but the truth is that Aaron Gordon is paid like an elite star, and he was. He's definitely taken on a tertiary role, but that's not what he was before he got there. Right? That's not what he was before he got there. And I do think one of the reasons, there's two reasons that guys don't have a big three. The first is because they want to fill out a whole roster, but the real reason is because they can't get that third guy. But yes, you win with your depth, you win with five guys and having, you know, seven or eight in terms of total, more than you do one. The Thunder don't have a second star, and the Suns don't have a point guard or a true starting center or much of a bench because everything's in those big three. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hey, Doug, there's this guy named David Fleming. Are you familiar?
Dave Fleming?
David Fleming.
Sure.
I think he's a columnist.
Okay.
He went on Pablo Torres.
Torre.
Okay, there it is. I guess if you put the apostrophe S, it could sound like Torres. Pablo's podcast, and said this about the scuttlebutt about Caleb Williams.
What did this scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him, but to me, that looked weak as really fragile.
Man, there's a whole lot to unpack there, Doug, and you probably have one part of this that you're annoyed by. I'm kind of annoyed by the reaction to this. You know, Jim Trotter, who's a favorite part of this segment, actually. Jim Trotter says, one positive about not being involved in this year's NFL draft is that I get to avoid stupid and predictable shit like this. I think David Fleming is kind of old school, but I also think that the old school mentalities still exist in the modern day NFL. I don't think that NFL locker rooms are as open-minded as the far left want us to think it is. And I do think that his eccentricity is going to be an issue if he loses. It's like Bull Durham.
Yes.
Eccentricity is fine if you're winning 20 games on the show.
Yes.
If not, you're a slob. Yes. Or if not, you're an eccentric weirdo who can't win games.
Correct. 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 And by the way, like, I don't know David from Adam. I really don't. So I don't know his sourcing, whatever. But it stands to me, And again, you know me, I don't love a lot of the Pablo stuff where he tries to just be smart, show he's very, very bright, but tries to show how smart he is. You know, he's a guy, he went to Harvard. Don't believe me, ask him or wait for him to tell you. But I think it's interesting, right? Because Pablo would be a guy who you would generally mark as woke, right? And yet he understands, I even think, the dynamic of a locker room. Like, yeah, locker room is, even people who on social media, we know this, social media appear to be very open and carefree about others' sexual preference, other styles, whatever. That's just the public image because they know there's far too much backlash if you push back the other way. So, yeah, I'm completely with you in that. I think you can definitely find a scout and probably a GM that would say these things if they knew they weren't going to be quoted and would be anonymous, so they can say how they really feel.
And Iowa Sam has a particular issue with this, that he likens one of the, I guess the NFL executive likened him to drafting Prince. What was your take on this, Sam?
I just think it's a weird comp. I mean, I don't know. Is Caleb Williams going to go out there and wear like 5-inch platform heels on the sidelines? I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I kind of get the comp, but yet I don't.
Okay, so let's move on. I love Prince, by the way.
Prince, I love Prince too. But what does that mean?
Prince's brother played for my dad at UW-Milwaukee.
Prince did?
Prince's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, up there, from up there in Minnesota, in that area. But I don't know. What is it? What is it insinuating when he's saying it's like drafting Prince? Like what?
He's eccentric.
Yes. But there's other things
like
to
Prince would
there.
Wear blouses.
Yeah.
Unpredictable, unreliable. If you watch the, I'm glad you brought this up. If you watch the documentary on We Are the World, you'll find out that Prince is pretty out there. There was the who's who of music artists from the mid-80s in We Are the World, and Prince stood them up. He's like, nah, I'm good. And he never said he wouldn't do it. He was right down the street at another party, and he's like, if I get around to it. And he never showed up. I think that's kind of what they're tapping into with this Prince comparison.
We are the children.
Great documentary.
We are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
Yeah.
So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making.
Is that the Bob Dylan?
You kind of sound a little like, what's his name? The rock legend. His part in that song.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Doug's
that's
version was Bob Dylan.
I love that. You make a better day, just you and me.
The documentary points out that Bob Dylan was a little overwhelmed or intimidated because you had this entire room of great vocalists, and his strength wasn't vocal. His strength was kind of this revolutionary artist and not vocals. But anyways, secondly, people are pissed off that the Bears aren't announcing their top pick. And that just goes to show how entitled the NFL media is. Like, we need this information now. What's wrong? What's going on? Why are they doing this? This is weird. They must not be prepared. They must suck. There's an entire industry of reality show spoilers. I know this because my friend Steve Carbone used to do sports radio, now is Reality Steve. He has created a cottage industry of just giving Bachelor spoilers, and he makes his living doing that. There's a segment of our population that wants to know what's going to happen before they see it. I'm not that person. And Ryan Poles, he addressed it the other day.
This pick is not contingent on what anyone else does. You've talked throughout publicly as though Caleb is the plan. Are you set on making him your quarterback now?
Unfortunately, it's one of those things I think everyone's got to tune in on Thursday to watch and figure out. But I feel really good about our process and where we are and where we're headed. So we know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday.
I love this. Tune in and watch. The NFL, especially as the product has declined over the years, has become more and more a TV show. It's become entertainment. And just like The Bachelor, tune in for the finale to see who they pick. Just tune in. They're not going to give that away before the finale. And Ryan Poles, I think, is playing this straight. I think he's playing it right, Doug.
I don't know if he's playing it right. I don't know if the NFL wants him to do it this way. There's a good chance that the NFL is like, hey, like you said, it's a TV show. We want there to be some sort of drama. Or there's also the, look, we want to take Caleb Williams, but we'll leave it to the last second. If somebody wants to come in with some desperate offer, you know, by all means, we'll at least listen. So I think that's what it's about. But I definitely think there's a chance that the NFL is like, hey, can you hold off on that just so we can get a little bit of a pop when we announce he's the number one overall pick.
On the air Tuesday, I want to say. Tuesday, yeah. So the Broncos traded for Zach Wilson, and that's a very important part of this. The Broncos traded for Zach Wilson. This was not Zach Wilson's choice. Zach Wilson doesn't have enough credit in the bank to choose where he plays, okay? So Tom Pelissero went on Colin Cowherd's show and said this.
This is a really interesting one, too, because remember, Zach Wilson played at BYU. He's from out there. He obviously didn't work out for him in New York. So you get him back home. You get him for virtually nothing in terms of a late-round pick swap.
Now, I got him back home.
Yeah, you get him back. The first 8 seconds of that was complete gibberish that means nothing. He played at a college that is a state adjacent to Colorado. Still a very long drive, a chance to get him back home.
Get him back in the mountains.
You think the Broncos' main interest was, can we get somebody who played in the mountain time zone so we can get them back home? It's complete gibberish. I hate geology analysis. And Pelissero's a good guy. I kind of like him, but he fell right into the trap. I can't stand that.
He's from Utah as well, so it's like, I love to get him back home. Like, how does that
big sky country?
Where does that work?
Mountain West,
Front Range. That's actually called
Rocky Mountains.
Called the Front Range.
The home front on range. The range.
Getting back in the Front Range.
So I like these choices today.
Yeah,
you got the reaction to the Caleb Williams eccentricity, the reaction to the Bears not giving up their pick, and then geography analysis.
I've got to tell you, I like the geography analysis because we talked about it earlier this week and about how it all kind of played out. Right? It's like you spoke it into fruition. So for that, Tom Pelissero, who we like, is annoying!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
So Rasheed Wallace, he was interesting as a player, and he's become a very interesting quote as a podcaster. He went after Tobias Harris this week.
I can't really blame Buddy, though. You know what I mean? Because he just got here. But I can motherfucking blame Tobias with his shit, though. Yeah, and if you listening, yeah, we mad with you, too, dog. You got to step that shit the fuck up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
By the way, that's what every locker room I've ever been in sounds like. Can I hear that one more time? This is like you come in at halftime, you come in after the game, and everybody's talking like, yo, man, we can't drop, be dropping this game, can't drop this game, we blah, 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 blah. And then some old head in the back says this.
I can't really blame Buddy, though, you know what I mean, because he just got here. But I can motherfucking blame Tobias with his shit, though. Yeah, and if you listening, yeah, we mad with you too, dog. You got to step that shit the fuck up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10
points. Yes. Yes, Rashid. That's what it actually sounds like. People ask all the time, like, man, what's it really like in a locker room? That's what it's like. Like, when you talk about girls sometimes, often not that much, you know? If they did, it's usually not. You don't talk about girls you actually like. It's about other chicks. But hoop, that's what it sounds like. And dudes are like, "Yo, who you motherfucking?" Guys would go chest to chest, and then if it's Rashid, he carries a little bit of respect. You go, "Aye, Sheed, I got you." All right, like he gave Buddy Hield a pass because Buddy just got to the Sixers. Like, what? He's been in the league for a decade. He has one job, shoot the basketball. He didn't get any pass. But again, this is Rashid's talking. You just let him do his thing. It was fucking beautiful. That was a beautiful cut. That's what locker rooms sound like. People are like, what does it sound like when Because, you know, you always have the coach go in and speak to the team, and they're like, all right, hey, bring it up. That's what it actually sounds like. What's it sound like at halftime or post-game, the Sixers game? This is what it sounds like.
I can't really blame Buddy, though, you know what I mean, because he just got here. But I can motherfucking blame Tobias with his shit, though. Yeah, and if you listening, yeah, we mad with you too, dog. You got to step that shit the fuck up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
So good. More than 5 for 12 for 10 points. So fucking good. So good. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day comes to us from the NBA, where last night, sorry, my son's pick. I did tell you that all the underdogs, I said all three underdogs I liked, and then I end up, the pick of the day was the Suns. That was the only underdog that did not win. Obviously, they did not cover. So tonight, you got Oklahoma City and New Orleans, Miami and Boston. I wouldn't touch the Miami one, although I would consider teasing it and taking Miami as a massive dog, even though they don't have Jimmy Butler, just to keep that thing relatively close. But New Orleans, Oklahoma City speaks to me. We've seen so many of these second games be held in the balance, and I think this game is one in which it's going to be really, really close because I don't know how Oklahoma City gets tougher on the boards, and they really only have one guy that can create shots. So I think New Orleans got a shot to win, but 8 points tonight is tasty. I'll take that. Give me New Orleans and the points. That's my pick of the day. That's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show every day, 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific, here on the iHeartRadio app, Fox Sports Radio, or download it when you download the podcast. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.